Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Give me the text number 12:5-3, but I'm
seeing.
So 1 and 2, man, join me.
So they're going to be
seeing. So they're not having
some of
the
things.
So you're going to right?
Let's
be first. I just want to mention one thing. You
mustn't
be afraid of where you come from.
Amen.
Amen. So we're exception 4:5-3, my Jackson.
Right?
Just a normal conversation. That's my baby. I'm about to tell a story now. But a lot of people have been asking about
me.
She did the same thing again. after I realized that I had anger. In general, I'm trying to have a city like a woman because she was almost dead. Then I realized that people wouldn't keep. So, staying up quiet, I did not say anything to my parents. Even my mom, like, your father, that she won't be able to understand because she's got a lot of problems in her head. So I can't add on top of what she's going through. So I'm gonna, it's fine, I'll take care of it. When I decided to talk about it, it was a church when I was busy worshiping, because I realized that sometimes the church can be a church, but it can't be a church without therapy. We would come to church, we would sing, we would speak in tongues, but still we come final, because this thing is just here. I continued to go to church, but with so much anger. And that had literally stopped me and delayed doing so many things. So, she's not kind. That Pum is very kind. Pum is very calm. Pum is just a wonderful person. I realized that after I had to go through a session where I needed to sit down and talk about it. So that is why I decided to call all of you guys to come and introduce, officially in Winbeck, introduce this show called Paula. Because I realized that we do go to churches, we do go to pray, we do fast, we do sing, we do everything that we do. When you find a child at the river drugs, but you don't know what she's going through. And as a parent, you don't want to know. Because when I'm in India, I have a cool disappear. God don't try now, really. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first show that W20 is hosting. Besides singing, behind the mic, I am the boy who was broken before. And this is the real show that I wanted us to talk about, which is called Paula. So I am here to talk to you, and you talk to me as well. I'm not here to judge, and I'm sure you're not here to judge me. I'm sure you're going through stuff. It's not about rape. It's not about anything. It's about you talking about the issue before you pray. Question is, are you okay? Question is everything okay at home? Question is, are you okay at your workplace? Are you okay at school? What's going on? Talk to me. So that when we get out of this place, we know what we did. We are a place and I'm a cleaner. So this is me introducing you to the new show that is called Paula. And I love you so much.
Forgiveness is ready.
Today, yes, you look beautiful, or you were doing well at school. I little compliment of saying, "Oh, I love your hair." It's another thing, because if you remember, I grew up with my father, with my biological father. So now, it's another story for me. When he came when I was old, when everything had happened, where I did not, there was no need for him to come. They got in that same time, and like 7 years and what's the use, because I just didn't love when I was young. So I'm saying to you that understand and put him. Those little things that your father is doing to you, God wants to take your money because your feet is cut. So it is in good time, when I got my husband. So when he said to me, "I love you," it was so weird. What are you talking about? Because the only thing I know is I hate you. Oh,
I'm glad we're sharing. This is one of the things that we do so that we challenge what you want to offer and figure something. They are in a platform of a national platform, both of them. Guru has just blessed them by a panama and they still gonna go higher in life. So today, in fact, you want to get a lot of places, you must learn to honor Guru Mutu and practice something. Receive with humility, receive with meekness, receive with understanding. What is the sentence? Sing or no, put a syndrome in the exercise. I will pray the church. This is what you have done. Thank you so much. So now, our people here, our great people, our beautiful people here, to ask a few things. We recycle the mic, but now let's talk to our sister Emilia Nisumbu. I just want to talk to our people. What generation are you? Just explain yourself, who are you? What are you doing in life? Just give us a glimpse of experiences, because I know to learn our Sudan, there is someone in our Sudan. Just take us on that journey. She was without a lady that performed something, but put me on the fact that you don't have our Sudan. We can't take it better. We have learned something over to our sister Shelly's and our sister.
Let me not go because I was the first SRC president to a woman to be the first SRC president of the school at that time. So I decided to excuse myself. Needless to say, all the achievements that you have at school, I didn't have a parent when you are getting awards to stand up and cheer for you, to say congratulations. To this day, I don't know how I did it, but I know Mzungunkulu will be back. And in that situation, infamously, one thing that I've learned is that the devil will hold you with two things, especially if you are living in a situation where it's painful, or in any situation, worry and fear. Whether you're gonna worry about your future or fear the future, if you don't do that, it's gonna remind you of your past. You'll worry about your past, you'll fear your past. There's a scripture that I love, man of God, John 8, verse 32. It says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Emphasizing the true freedom that comes in knowing and embracing the truth. It's always a situation in which the truth will set you free. We always pinpoint it to the other person, whether it's the perpetrator. But I've learned that when they say the truth will set you free, they are actually talking about your truth. The truth about my situation is the one that is going to set me free. How? Knowing that I am in this situation, knowing that God said in the vein, I still need to face my truth. Your truth will want you to have a solution. Every problem that you encounter in life, learn to be the solution. My truth was to be intentional. My truth was to accept that, yes, I grew up in a childhood at home, but it doesn't define me. It doesn't hold me back. People didn't even realize that up until I said, I'm sure most of you didn't even know that. But today I'm standing boldly and saying, yes, I grew up in a childhood at home. And guess what? Thank you, pain. For the first time, I'm like, thank you, pain.
Wow.
Because of
pain. Thank you, what? So in other words, there is a pain that can shape you.
Absolutely.
So in other words, it means when you're feeling that you're in pain. Seriously, what you're in the pain. You come out to be a pain and like that has been this pain. It built us something. It means I'm going to move to. Also, I don't know who should I let them get. My God, can tell us about this gift of pain. It's something I'm interested in. Just go a bit. Since you are taking this monster called pain, but to you it seems a blessing. How can we use pain for our advantage?
Pain molds you. They usually say, if you want to show me now, my mind is very true. That's what my dad said to another lady comforting me. As he says, in your voice, and she passed away. Not to say, oh, don't know my child, but that pain. Now I can say, listen to me. Pain wants you. Pain will make you too tenacious. Pain will give you courage. Pain is going to build you to be a person that is intentional with your own dreams. You know what the problem with pain is? Pain for this can be an idol. It wasn't, I'm speaking from my experience. I have personally idolized pain. That every time Fundisi will get a call, pain is. And the man of God has spoken so many ways over my life. The man of God has spoken the true word of God over my life. But still, I come back to the pain. And guess what God said? Your pain is your idol. You have been idolizing your pain more than me. But the moment you say, you know what, I have let it go, this is where you start to see the greatness of God.
Wow. You are giving me another glimpse here on this. So how do I know that now
give each and every one of us with a light.
Yes.
Let me say this. Who Imelda is the light? Who Imelda had a tendency of Umpumi? Umpumi is a light. Because Umpumi had a tendency of dimming her light to accommodate the person next door. Umpumi had a tendency of under the table.
Okay.
Because it's either I was feeling small or I'm trying to accommodate people. So with me, I've said I have been trying to accommodate people. Meaning I am fully aware of the vessel that I am. But it means I am minimizing my self and what I'm supposed to be receiving so that I can be accommodative to. So therefore, Umpu is aware of what Kashalasha. I am the speakers. So I'm trying to accommodate people in order to feel accepted. And I am a solution.
You are a solution. Okay.
And I am responsible for people in my life. Number one, I've compromised my relationship with God. Number one. Number two, there are people that I've put on the forefront who did not even die for me. So my relationship with God, I had to come to a full understanding and acceptance of who I am and fully tap into that without being apologetic but being kind.
It's like somebody is disturbing himself to take this. Wow. That's the definition of yourself in other ways.
You are power. Wow. Each and every one of us. We are all powerful. We are all
united.
Just picture the body of Christ. Mfundisi, you are the eye. Umpu, msispu, mingapa, uinkebe. Uma, mfundisi, uinsand. You know the problem with us here? The problem with us is that we're not here, so we want to focus on the here.
Okay.
Instead of mastering who you are and your purpose in life.
Somebody give a clip to it. Yes. Wow. So there's a way where you can lose yourself while you are focusing on other people.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You can lose yourself in the midst of loving other people. And one thing about the devil, he will even show you almost had it. He will show you. And you can call the confident when you have one. Because the pain, you embrace it. They usually say, Tolo Mama or women who was in an abusive relationship and meet someone. The head of language now is. Because that's how she relates to love. We are taught, but it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that, it's obvious.
Thank you so much. Having said all this, I believe God can bless nowadays, woman. So I've got a question for you. There's something that you said that you touched that I think I need an advice or I need my way out of the exact way you went through. If you were there, just lift your hand, pass on your visa, they'll just pass it back to you. They say, yeah, for now, who's up, who's up? Yes.
How am I doing?
Yes. And I'm also, I want to know, with you being in the messy of that, what did it mean to you to say, I'm participating in what God's doing? Because He can speak and choose not to listen, because I'm hurt by what happened. And I know people, right?
Yeah.
But it hurts.
It hurts.
And what did that look like? Your participation.
For me,
it was beautiful. The only lights that I could see, or the only lights that I have that I used to see, it was when I was with Him. Because He created the space for me in Him.
Shows up local and the little check out to enzyme.
There's one thing about a perpetrator, they will even force you to forgive them. Yeah. They will tell you, but you look chilly because you are very insensitive then. So leave the other person. Uthlungu, I am sorry, I know that. But work on yourself. That's why it means you don't lose who you are in the midst of loving another person. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Find yourself, be intentional about you.
Amen.
insindiso ithinta umphefumulo yo spirit man, and it heals the issue of a sin. But there are things that are still in your soul. Your soul can be wounded. How do you see that your soul is wounded? Anger, unforgiveness, fighting unnecessary, thinking bad things. Those are soulish, random things, issues. Meaning that your soul is really wounded if you can't forgive. So, before uzomthandazela or before uzo demon iphuma, because abanye abanawo amademon babanjwe ukuthi imiphefumulo yabo iphukile, their souls are really bruised, umoya wabo, they can come to change, worship God with his soul, but uma bephuma lapho ungabasukela bayoklama. It's because lo muntu spiritual right, but soulish wise, emoyeni wakhe akekho right. So I'm trying to unpack the issue of healing. So in this corner, I believe Usimumichi will come with another episode. As I say, I explain that, because today we were not that much spiritual. Maybe the body alone. Sizame uleta wonke umuntu ohlobo lonke, to touch only on your souls, not on your spirit. So sizame ukuthi bantu funani usizo sese early. Ngokuzothula lento ibe umdlavuza ikudle ikubulale ufe kancane kancane, ungazange uthole ithuba lokuzi-expressa ukuthi ufela kanjani. Then there is body healing. Body healing needs medication. That's why you go to the doctor. You need a physical attention. Uma umuntu aphukile, simfaka plaster, simfaka ibandage, simenzani, simhlaba ama-injection. These ones are what we call fleshly attentions that we are doing. So we lack only in a part. So healing, I am between daughter, no matter. I am telling you, even men are going through hell, they can't talk. It's just that someone does say, "What's going to be this?" Yes, it's true. So that matter, it makes a man to die slowly. So I want to tell you about this. Well, Tony, I'm going to say about Shabbat. I can't lose on who my wife. He didn't think I would put on about it because I'm more than he lets the person now. We are not here. They are talking to him. He's really having a conversation. Unless he's like, so when we try to approach this subject, it's a broad one. You have already elaborated. I think my sister didn't even like that. She's rooting healing. We need dimensional, all the dimensions to cover them. So to answer to your question is that everyone needs healing. Everyone. Corner, OSLIS, only men, the corner is fast and only men. Bonke, Bandina, Bonga. Then what was the last question? Pola Ganja. Healing is a process. That's the first thing you must know. It's not a one-day issue. What makes you to heal and to become a better person? That's why when I'm a social worker, when I'm a student number 4, I can call them because of certain things. There was supposed to be somebody also Luma. Physical. I will lead. How are you gonna heal? Through professionally and what we say is a very fundel, we ask to call a physical. Then we can get a spiritual healing whereby I'll pray for you, wash your own way about to know more of peace or try to jalo when you get the anger. Then at the end of the day, the process is complete. So as if we say, as man is a charity healing in journey, in stages. So if you will find out in a symptom. As opposed to who's Jaha. That is a certain process. Our reason today would be come and experience the first effects of this. Oh my God, I feel God is already in this place. Yes. Some people have questions. I feel God is And so it's changing already. And it's not good to have it in London, because in London, we mess up this issue. But sometimes you think, yes, you mess up this issue. You don't want to go. I want to talk to somebody. I want to figure to somebody. So, spiritually, when God attends to men, his major part, he would have been, but was who should have an end to it. So he learned this is a lamp. Sugar and a little bag of Yena, and who shines in a way or to a kind of soon and meaning, Maule and our sons and Omar, poop and Omar, illusion and Abama. There are things that are going on in your sleep time. It means something is peace with you. He wants to face Anderson. I wonder why you're going to say, hey, you will laugh. I wonder why you're going to say, hey, you will laugh. Why you don't show me. They can't even move on from there. It's because there is a pain on your soul. Your soul is bruised. We need to perform the work. We must watch our motor. We need to. Now we do our kulumis. Uraf. Uraf. No more.
Rest assured, when I end, I go and have qualifications and standing. And
anger is like a demon. And it will happen to you.
Bayohamba ubuye futhi ukuthi ngisekhaya. Angithi mina ekhaya ngithi bebaba abadlozi mfundisi. I won't lie, mina talk about it. Kwathiwa no kumele siwuphahle sokhuluma nogogo. Sahamba sayokhuluma nogogo bazalwane angazalo because set desperate for what? For success. Ngabuya ngenjani. Ngaqhubeka nenokwata kwami. Ngaqhubeka ne-anger yami. But the moment I began to say I am angry, things started to shift in my life. Things started to move in my life. God began to show me who I was, a minister. Called for such a time as this. Period. So now I need you to go back home. Start talking to yourself and say, listen, Sissy, will it matter? Lalena, we out you like my guy. It's time for you to change. Ushana tobazana, uyangena, uyaphuma. That's not healthy, bazalwane. You see the guy, so the only thing that he knows is sex and move to other girls from one level to another. Sometimes they just don't have a place to rest. The only place to rest is to admit from within you what I like. So now I can't even explain the pain, but I have to talk about it. The more you talk about it, the same way you will heal. Amen. Amen. Any other question?
Amen. It's simple. We have a question from someone online, so remain anonymous from our social media page. I'm just going to read the story as it is. It says, I have a story that is almost the same as Bumi. The difference in my case is the guy is my relative, that my parents adopted him because he's my cousin. But he raped me more than several times. I kept it a secret because I was scared that if I tell my father, would kill me if he found out, then my father would be arrested. So I didn't want that because I love my father more than anyone else. Unfortunately, my father passed away. The pain kept abusing me because no one knows the story. And the bad thing was my family loved the guy so much because they didn't know. So the moment they talked or laughed with him, I became so angry and it paid me. So I thought I'd forgiven him, but honestly, I'm not, because I'm still having too much anger, especially with the main figures that is causing my relationship, because I ended up in divorce. I'm scared that it's going to affect my recent relationship. How do I deal with this? It's affecting the relationship. Every relationship that she gets into, it ends up into a divorce or a breakup.
Sometimes we are not, I think creating friendship with beginning. It's hardly created. Your family is family. That's what I'm trying to say. Am I lying, as a man?
No.
Your family is just your family, but a person that you can go to and be vulnerable to is hard to find. But if
bazalwane.